Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge God In podcast. I'm Dr. Stella Chavu, and I'm happy to share another Edge God In podcast with you. Our goal at Edge God In is to help you champion your human potential in Christ, and we do this through our weekly podcasts where we share messages that God has given us to share with you. For more information on Edge God In, be sure to go to our website at edgegodin.com or join our Edge God In Facebook page. This week's podcast is titled, How to Use Emotional Intelligence Gift of Wisdom to Overcome Offense. Proverbs 19:11 tells us that a person's wisdom yields patience, and it is to one's glory to overlook an offense. It is in relation to man, wisdom, which is the perfection of knowledge of the righteousness and the gift of God showing itself in action. After reading Proverbs 19:11, we might want to ask ourselves, how is our wisdom working in response to receiving and giving offense? We are all constantly bombarded with things that offend us, and possibly we do things that offend others that are unbeknown to us. Ecclesiastes 7:21-22 tells us not to take heart at all on the things that people say, because you yourself have cursed others. In this podcast, we will learn to recognize offense and gain control of our actions using the emotional intelligence gift of wisdom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you with thanks and praise. Would you please let the words of my mouth honor you and provide the nourishment you want for your flock? It's hard not to take offense or even offend others with our actions. I ask that we learn to change any negative impulse or reaction that leads us to do this, which is not Christ-like behavior, but instead applying the emotional intelligence behavior that you've given us. The Bible has so many examples of how we are to model your behavior, and I pray, Lord, that we're able to have the mind of Christ that leads us to the right emotional intelligence action. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for salvation and the love and protection you give to us. Amen. So not taking offense is one of the hardest things to do as a child of Christ. It is so hard to do. This is because it takes the Holy Spirit and really working to unleash this Christ-like behavior and his wisdom, which is sometimes hard for us to call on when we need it, right? Our natural reaction is to offend if offended, and we have to run away from that. My sister in Christ, Lauren, which the both of us are co-founders of Edge God In, we often speak about how the devil is using offense to build his kingdom, especially nowadays. You can see this worldwide. It's his goal is to divide and conquer, and he's doing this with making everything offensive and creating things that are even more offensive to all of us to separate, divide, and conquer. One of my favorite scriptures is James 1:19, and it tells us that we have to behave when we are offended a certain way. James says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." I have to watch the slow to speak. I know what I need to deal with, and possibly you know what you need to deal with. But I don't know about you, but I have to ask myself constantly to listen, to not speak, and to not anger in many situations that I encounter. So how do we use emotional intelligent wisdom, which is given to us through God's Holy Spirit, to react to an offense? First, we need to know the definition of emotional intelligence Christ. By definition, it is the activation of the Holy Spirit within you to manage behaviors and emotions in a way that honors God. Christ tells us in Proverbs 4:6-7, "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you, love you, and she will watch over you." Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. So wisdom, you see, is going to give us one of the greatest emotional intelligence qualities that God has, which teaches us to understand and learn. And if we activate this, we'll fight the good fight of faith versus the fight of offense. Here are three things that we can do to overcome offense with emotional intelligence wisdom. First, we need to work to control our immediate human nature. So our nature as humans is to respond to offense with offense. If you do this to me, I'm going to do this to you. And if I haven't done it, I'm thinking it and my heart feels it, right? Instead, we need to pray and activate the wisdom God has given us to be like him. I love what would Jesus do? You'll hear this all the time. WWJD, what would he do? It actually had me stop and react a certain way. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Secondly, we must forgive the offender. Oh my God, that is the hardest thing to do. Forgive the offender. Wow. Well, Luke 17:3 says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. Instead of trying to get back to a person for what they do, we must take on the spirit of Christ through wisdom and show our brothers and sisters the forgiveness God gives to us and model it so that we are an example. And then the third thing we need to do is example the fruits of the experience, the spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruits of the spirits is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. These are not easy fruits to give, right? They're not easy fruits to model. But with the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. We need to ask God to activate the Holy Spirit so that we can unleash the understanding, which is wisdom, needed to handle situations we face. And this is all situations, because God and only God can lead us to the proper reaction to any offense that we are encountering and any offense we give off. I know what I've told you in this short period of time isn't easy, because we all fall short of the glory of God. But it takes us staying in his word and in prayer to activate the emotional intelligence Christ within us. Thank you and be blessed.